So as Charlie Sennett says, don't look for change here unless it's in tone on some of these controversial questions. But if Pope Francis does drop that case Charlie referred to against the Leadership Conference of Women Religious in America, maybe it will reverse some other decisions, such as the decision to excommunicate Father Roy Bourgeois of Louisiana, who last November, after 40 years in the priesthood, the Roman Catholic Church expelled for openly espousing the view that women should be ordained. The notion of women priests is something Roy Bourgeois embraced a long time ago.
Well, the first, you know, woman in Des Moines, Iowa, some 10 years ago, I mean, expressed to me her deep faith. She was going to Notre Dame to get her Master of Divinity and hoped to find a bishop to ordain her. I mean, what I heard and from other women shortly thereafter, I mean, kept me awake at night. But it made me reflect on my own experience as a young man in Vietnam. I spent 4 years in the military before becoming a priest, but it was in Vietnam, in the madness, the violence of that war, that really I felt this call by God to be a priest, a peacemaker. And what I heard from women was the same experience that I had. You know, and I began to ask, you know, why wouldn't women be allowed to be priests? And I just felt this is a very important issue. And I long ago learned that silence when there is an injustice is the voice of complicity. And I simply had to speak out. And when I did, I realized I was poking that beehive of patriarchy. And what I didn't realize also was that in our all-male clerical culture, perhaps I was naive, but I didn't realize how deep the sexism, which is really at the core of the church's teaching, in this all-male clerical culture that I have been a member of for 40 years, I mean, we have lost our way. We have, I mean, we see women as a threat to our power. And it so contradicts the words, the teachings of this man, Jesus, who did not ordain anyone. But John, helping me to see this sin of sexism really was growing up in Louisiana and experiencing, the immorality of racism. I went to 12 years of public schools that were segregated. I worshipped in a Catholic church where the last five pews were reserved for our black members. No one, not a teacher, a parent, a priest, or myself as a student, ever said we have a problem here. It's called racism. What I did here was that it's our tradition. We are separate but equal. And what I heard back then is what I'm hearing in my Catholic Church today. The church leaders say it's our tradition. We are equal, but women have different roles. And I feel we should call it by its right name. It's called sexism. And sexism, like racism, is a sin.
I need to ask you this question. I can already hear some of the women Catholics getting ready to throw their radios across the room here as I ask this. How come a calling by God for a woman to be a nun or to enter a convent or something wouldn't allow for the same opportunities as women as priests?
No, nuns, I must say, in fact, the nuns are in big trouble because just last year they received a letter from the Vatican reminding them that they are women and that the real leaders in the church are men. They were accused of not being obedient to the church's teachings on issues of homosexuality, birth control, and other issues, women's ordination. And they were reminded in that six-page letter from Cardinal William Leveda at the Vatican, who wrote saying that we, meaning men, are the authentic teachers of faith and morals in the church. That was a quote from the letter sent from the Vatican to the nuns. And therein lies really the very essence, the core of the crisis in the Catholic Church today. For over 2,000 years, men have claimed that only they can interpret the Holy Scriptures and know the will of God. I would like to have Pope Francis simply acknowledge to the 1.2 billion Catholics that our prayers have been answered. God is sending us more vocations. God is sending us women to be priests. And let us give thanks to God.
Well, Roy Bourgeois, do you think, I'll ask you this as a final question here. You mentioned Pope Francis. Do you think there are changes afoot in the church, and that maybe someday, even possibly in your lifetime, given some of the statements we've seen from church leadership, that there might be a call to you to come back?
Oh, yes, I'm cautiously optimistic, but at the same time, it's been very painful, you know, to be expelled from the priesthood after 40 years. But what I'm experiencing really is but a glimpse of women, what women have experienced in the Catholic Church and society for centuries.
Father Roy Bourgeois was excommunicated from the Catholic Church after publicly stating his support for women being ordained as priests. Roy Bourgeois, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Father Roy Bourgeois is the author of My Journey from Silence to Solidarity.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.